everybody. It's Thea Armani, and this is my podcast, Let's Talk About It, a sex work friendly platform where we spill tea, talk sex, dating, BDSM, and support. We don't kink shame. All sex is fair game. Today's segment is on sex work and dating. We've all been there. Do we open that door? Or do we keep things completely separate? So today we're talking red flags. And for my kink world, DS relationships, cam girl dating, and also my personal experience with it all. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. Let's spill tea. When I first started this podcast, I said that I was going to name all the red flags. Well, it turns out that it's way too many red flags, because let's face it, us as sex workers, we get approached by the scum of the earth sometimes, so I decided to break those categories up into three or four distinctive sets of guys, the typical dorks that approach us and want to have relations with us with no strings attached. Number one, the control freak. We've all ran into this kind of guy. He's the guy who wants to have a hand in all your situations and everything that you do, and even sometimes on your money. Kick him to the curb. Number two, the married creep. The guy who wants to have his cake and eat it too. He thinks you wouldn't mind being a mistress just because of your career choices. Dumb right. Kick his ass to the curb. Number three, the shame prick. The guy who's super ashamed of what you do, but he loves you so much. Kick his ass to the curb. If you love what you do, he should love what you do. The third guy, the guy who thinks that you're a complete sexual object. After all, your job is sex, right? Since your job is sex, why not just have sex with me? Dumb, right? He has no idea what being a sex worker is. Kick his ass to the curb super fast and let's focus on other things. That brings me back to our initial discussion of our next subject, which is which leads me to my next subject of DS relationships. I'm here to discuss with you compassion. In all relationships, we need compassion. Sometimes in the BDSM community, we forget that DS relationships are an actual relationship. They don't differ much from vanilla. Compassion is needed for all parties to feel comfortable. Compassion can earn affection. Compassion can earn more than just affection. It can build bonds. And building bonds with your submissive or your dominant is extremely important. Part of earning someone's compassion is approaching them properly. And subs who approach properly, meaning that they watch their dame of their liking, present their style, read up, did their research before they approached, and they approach correctly. Approaching correctly shows that you have respect and admiration for the dame that you are approaching. And in return, you can earn that dame's affection. Courting them is not just a term that should be used in vanilla relationships. Courting can be done in BDSM and DS relationships. Your kink style can be whatever you desire it to be. Sometimes it is such a stigma in the BDSM community when it comes to dominatrix that we have to be a hard ass constantly or mean or cruel in order to be a dominant. When you can be exactly who you are and be dominant at the same time, you can be sensual, you can be sexy, you can be nice, you can be sweet, you can be whoever you are and still present those dominant qualities in which a submissive will like and submit to you. And the biggest drama of their all in our community at this moment when it comes to DS relationships is Understanding the difference between a kink lover and a sub. Kink lovers sometimes wander into our community mysteriously and get mixed up in all of it, not knowing that they aren't actual subs because they did not do their research. Kink lovers enjoy kink and sessions and that of that sort. They have no desire in submitting to anyone. And that's where we get the term community slut, which they are really just kink lovers who just want to play with no strings attached. Subs are completely different. They want to submit. They want their lives conformed into our images of what we want them to be. But no matter where you go, remember to have compassion, remember to approach properly, and remember to be the dominatrix that you are to attract the sub that is best for you. You'll find your fit and don't sweat it, which brings me into my next subject. Dating as a cam girl can be very difficult, as I stated all the red flags before. Always make sure if you meet a guy, whether if you're an escort, a dominatrix, or whatever, to always look into the person. If you get a sketchy vibe, do not meet up with them. Always get ID whenever that you're dating someone and make sure that you drop the location. Always remember to ask for test results before you engage in sexual activity. Ask someone their status. It's very important whether that you're a porn star or not to keep updated with people and their statuses whenever you're dating them. Also, always be sure to, if you see a red flag that I stated earlier, or if you feel the person is being sketchy, to leave out of the situation or contact somebody immediately for help. That is my advice to you, and this is the end of the segment of Let's Talk About It, our very first segment. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, let me know, and I'm out. See you again on the next time Let's Talk About It.